Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
All right, it is East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Are you on Facebook Live? Well, join us right now, East Coast Radio's Facebook. Wonderful woman. She is fantastic. She is in studio. She's an author, a former educator, a wife, a mother to two beautiful children, an all-round incredible woman from right here in Durban. I'm talking about the amazing Mashi Rampersad. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Carol. I'm good, thank you.
It's so awesome to have you in studio. I've got your book in my hand, Your Basic isiZulu Guide to the Kingdom of the Zulu. I mean, the first question anyone would ask is, why write the book? What did you want us to get out of this?
Okay, Carol, my vision for this book was quite simple. It was intended to be a survival guide and a clear lens through which our fellow South Africans and also our global community of brothers and sisters visiting our beautiful country will be able to learn the basics of isiZulu and just be able to communicate confidently and effectively. So that was the... You know, the thought behind it and the vision for the book as well.
That is so beautiful. And how good is your isiZulu now that you've written this book?
Okay, well, I'd like to think it's really good. I've been I've been studying, I started studying isiZulu over 20 years ago.
Wow.
It's been a journey, a beautiful journey of learning the language. And I think, you know, as we go along, we always get to know more. Currently, you know, also moderating, editing isiZulu literature for tertiary institutions. And I'm also lecturing isiZulu at tertiary institutions as well. So I like to think I'm
good,
but
girl.
There's always room for all of us to learn. So I'm looking forward to more.
That is so beautiful. I love that because you've kind of immersed yourself. And as I'm looking through the book, you know, for example, they want pineapple. It is cheap. You've literally broken it down to as basic sentences as that. And for me, what I struggle with is, you know, people living in a province and not wanting to learn the different languages that are represented within the province. What do you say about that? I mean, South Africans, we either speak a few languages or we speak one.
Yes, definitely. I agree with you. Well, I'm fortunate, though, Carol, due to their own choices. I've got both my kids that are studying at a school level that have chosen to do isiZulu as well, and they've excelled. So I think, you know, as we see the youth of today are also embracing different languages, and they're trying to, you know, integrate it into their everyday conversations. And I think it also comes with the relationships they share with friends as well. So, you know, we all know that communication is breaks down barriers, and, you know, it really transcends through different, you know, communities and, you know, all over the world. So I think, you know, when we look at it now, if we look at statistics as well, only 22% of KZN currently non-mother tongue Zulu speakers.
Right.
So, you know, often I meet parents that ask me, you know, how do we learn the language? So I think there is more interest, you know, that's developing with, you know, and also you look at schools as well and university levels, they've embraced isiZulu as compulsory.
Right.
So, you know, we have to just, you know, understand that if we want to move forward, and especially if you're living in KZN, you need to know your isiZulu and start off with your basics.
I love that. And, you know, it's so important you bring up this conversation because KZN has been sort of a hot topic, right? Because we've had racial tensions following the July unrest. And, you know, one thing Madiba taught us is learn a person's language and somehow you connect with them on a different platform. It's no secret you're an Indian woman. You've written this book. You are passionate about educating the province, the children of the province, the people of the province in this language. What are your thoughts about the future of us as a province, you know, language-wise and growing as a community, because we are so beautiful as KZN. We really are, and it hurts my feelings when people want to break us down to just our racial divide.
Absolutely, Carol. And speaking about, you know, you mentioned the former president, Nelson Mandela. I was extremely fortunate to have met him during my reign as Miss India South Africa.
Right.
And I must say that he also was very inspirational in me writing this book because, you know, my conversation with him was life-changing. You know, today I still think about what he has said. And as a father of our nation, he gave me his blessings, you know, in my goal to go ahead and write the book.
Right.
But I think, you know, like you also mentioned, the recent, you know, riots, you know, we need to look at this as bringing and uniting people from all over, culturally, you know, racially as well. And we also need to understand that, you know, we need to work towards, you know, social cohesion. Because this book for me, like you said, being an Indian woman, loving the isiZulu language, mm. understanding it, also, you know, being able to encourage other people to learn the language as well. I definitely believe that, you know, by doing this and creating this platform, you know, and also the tool of the book, we're able to just transcend through different barriers and, you know, always say like a simple word like halala mm. or, you know, akuna kinga. You know, it has the potential to instantly connect us to one another. And as Mandela said, you know, if you talk to a man in a language he understands, mm. That goes to his head. But if you talk to a man in language that, you know, is his own, that goes to his heart. Mm. So for me, that's, you know, extremely important and profound as well.
I absolutely love that. Mashi's going to stay with us. We're going to find out where can we get the book. And we're also going to chat more about what inspires you. I mean, you've won titles, pageant titles. You've educated. You're a smart, innovative, creative woman. I'm sure there are women listening right now saying, I just want to know what keeps her going. You know, what are her words of inspiration? So we're going to get to that as well. So stay with us. And we're going to be on Facebook Live. So if you have any questions for Mashi, come to Facebook Live. We will ask the questions there. That's East Coast Radio's Facebook page. And we're going to keep rolling on Facebook. We are still rolling live on Facebook Live. That's East Coast Radio's Facebook page. We're hanging out with the beautiful author. We've been having such lovely in-depth conversations with her. I'm talking about Mashi Rampersad. She's here. She's got a book, Your Basic isiZulu Guide to the Kingdom of the Zulu. Now, if I broke down the book to simple terms, right, it literally helps you to navigate just everyday life in KZN. And it's a nice book in the sense that it's a hardcover. It fits easily into your bag. You can keep it with you. Very, very nice. And I love also the reasoning behind why she wrote the book and her passion behind the book. We've been chatting quite candidly about that. Now, Mashi, it's Woman Crush Wednesday. You're doing a lot, sister. You've won titles. You've taught. You've taken out books. You've traveled the world. You've done all these things. What is your message to women to just keep living out dreams? Because this is living out dreams.
You know, Carol, if you were to ask me this question maybe a year ago, I don't think that I would be able to tell you I'd love to write a book or I'm right. ready to write a book. But I think, you know, everything's about in God's time as well. And mm. we must just believe that whatever's meant to come our way will. I think very often, we underestimate our abilities as women. And I think we always don't give ourselves, you know, the credit we deserve. Mm. And I, you know, for me, I believe that when you have a dream, you make it happen. You know, you follow your path and you know that, you know, you are going to get there. And never let anyone, you know, doubt you or doubt your abilities or, you know, underestimate your worth. And I do believe that as women, you know, it was amazing as well with my launch, you know, the support I got from women.
Right.
And, you know, that for me was so touching because, you know, as women, we support each other. As women, you know, we all go through ups and downs. And I think we all have, you know, good days, better days and the best of days. But, you know, just to be there for each other. And for me, as I said, you know, the recent riots was my, you know, inspiration
point.
And turning point as well to write this book. And, and as I said, I didn't know where I was going to start because that was something that, you know, I didn't have on the cards. But I think when you put your mind together and you put, you know, your energy in the right place, everything does fall into place. And eventually, you know, you are where you want to be because you believe in yourself and you have other people that support you along the way and, you know, in your journey as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. So where do we get the book? If you want to get your hands on the book, I'm literally showing it to the Facebook Livers. Where do we get it?
Okay, Carol, I am negotiating with bookstores currently, so hopefully it'll be in bookstores very soon. But you can purchase the books through my website, learnzuluwithmashi.co.za.
Nice.
So that's a nice website. I'm also going to have some, you know, a little bit off the book, you know, just to help people also to with pronunciation. So if you go to my site, I'll just take a few pages, a few conversations and help them pronunciation of the conversations. So that's where you can currently get it. You can also, I've got an email address as well, in addition to the website where you can email me. It's mashirampersad@gmail.com.
Okay.
And yeah, soon to be, you know, hopefully in tourist spots as well, because if you look at the back of the book,
right,
there's about 8 to 10 pages that focuses on tourist, KZN tourist hotspots.
Right.
So that's like, you know, amazing because yeah. some of us that live in KZN don't even know what we have around us.
So true.
So, you know, it's just a very nice, introduction, well, of, you know, the highlights to our beautiful KZN. And So, yeah, I'm sure tourists and tourist hotspots like hotels and, you know, places like that would love to have a copy of the book so that we educate and we also, you know, inform, you know, our foreigners, even our local, you know, people about our beautiful KZN and about our beautiful places that we are able to visit. So
I love it. I hope you're doing some sort of partnership with the tourism department of KZN.
I am chatting to them, so I'm hoping it's all going to be wrapped up very soon.
Good. I see visions for this. What's the future? What do you have planned? What's the future? Are you going to be doing any book signings? Are you going to be getting out anywhere? Where can people follow you if they want to keep up to date with what you're doing?
Yes, Carol, I'm also chatting to, you know, shopping centers as well.
Lovely.
Hoping to, launch the book there and be able to interact with people. Because often, you know, I don't also want to just sell a book over the, you know, my website. I want to be able to speak to people that buy my book and, you know, like you said, sign the book as well. And just, you know, if they have any questions, they're able to ask me once they meet me. So I am keeping myself very busy, doing a lot of things, juggling a lot of things. But for me, you know, I love meeting people. Yeah. I just absolutely love, talking and, you know, just socializing with people. And I'm hoping to have as many opportunities as I can.
Yeah.
You know, even going to corporates as well and chatting to them, you know, them having a copy of the book. I think, you know, as I said, it's a book that you will need in every, you know, it's not just confined to schools, it's not confined to corporates, it's not confined to tourists or KZN
people. Nice coffee table as well.
Perfect, yes, perfect coffee table. So it just, it's an all-in-one book and, yeah, just hoping to meet as many people as I can and sign as many books as I can and be as many places as I can. So,
well, you are phenomenal. Learn Zulu with Mashi.co.za to get the book. Also, MashiRampersad@gmail.com. You can get it. And I'm assuming on social media, you can follow her all over on social media, Mashi Rampersad. You are phenomenal. Congratulations on the book. I hope it flies and soars everywhere. I think this book is a great book, especially for the climate that we are living in KZN. I think we're all beautiful people. And if we can understand each other's languages and each other's cultures, we will just be such a happier, more forward, progressive province. So congratulations again, Mashi.
Thank you, Carol. Giyabonga kakhulu.
Yes, yay. That's how we do it.
Salagatle.
Salagatle. I love it.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.